Adelaide have picks 14, 35, 43. They traded to get all those sort of picks. They've got 86, 104, 122 they're going to use for a rookie for this year's West End draft. Their recruiting manager is Hamish Ogilvie, and he joins us now. Hamish, thanks for your time.
G'day, Rowie Bix. How are you?
Job's done, mate. You've collated all the info. Game on Thursday, Hamish, is it? You're confident?
Yeah, it's been a long process, Rowie. It's been a lot of work. We've basically spent 3 weeks locked away, all the guys, and we just finished our last interview up here on the Gold Coast. We had to catch up with some parents that we hadn't seen yet, so that was the last thing pretty much to do.
Now, I know you you do very extensive research on the players, and I know you were out driving around a little bit the other day, catching up with someone's parents here in Adelaide. How many players on your list do you have to do that really sort of forensic background check with?
Well, everyone that ends up on your list, so you probably go to the draft with somewhere between, depending on where your picks are, you know, between 25, 30 to 45 players, and then, you know, your rookies, you don't treat the rookies any different. They're just an extension of the draft. You know, if you think about Charlie Cameron's circumstance last year, we would have picked him in the draft if we had another pick, so you just carry on there. So the rookies are done as well pretty much by now. So you're probably somewhere around 70 full-on interviews, you know, 70 players, interviews, home visits, school teachers. We've had one guy working on school reports, interviews with principals and new coordinators, one person working on that this year. So, yeah, it's pretty extensive, Bix.
Mm. From all reports, the draft, particularly the top end, the top six or seven picks, are pretty much a step ahead of everyone else, and then it's very even from then on. Is that how you're reading it?
Yeah, it is. And you never know. Like, you can get caught up in the scuttlebutt and rumour. So we just do what we've got to do. You can't fall into listening to that stuff too much. But, you know, pretty much in every draft, someone slides through out of the first five, six or seven that you didn't expect. So, you know, that could happen again. But for us, they look five, six candidates, look, you know, really, really top liners. And then after that, the player at 8 might be as good as the player at 22. You know, they're really hard to split. We've got sort of 15, 20, 25 assessment tools that we use, and we're coming up with 0.3 difference and 0.4 difference in some of the measurements that we use. So, yeah, it's very, very even, very hard to split.
Rightly or wrongly, there's going to be scrutiny on your pick 14. You're 100%. Convinced, 100% convinced, you're going to write down one name for pick 14 and he's going to be there?
No, Rowan, not like that, because, you know, we sort of, when we did the deal to go back, we had three players in mind. I'm pretty confident those three will still be there on Thursday.
And you'd be happy for any three?
Any of those three, yep. We're very happy with that. And I've got a sneaking suspicion that one or two that we perhaps didn't expect up higher might get through to us. So we're going to get a ripping player. Our supporters are going to be wrapped with the player we get. They're going to enjoy watching him. And, you know, as an Adelaide public and a footy public, we've got to celebrate the guys like Ollie Wines when they bob up on Port's doorstep, or, you know, a Danger back in his day, or Daniel Talia we never thought we would get. And celebrate those talented young men and just enjoy the journey, and we're going to get another one of those sort of guys this week.
Peter Wright was someone who was touted as a number one pick as far back as 12 months ago. Then he was top five, and then at some people talking now that he could potentially be one that slides down because of the way the cards have fallen. How have you read that?
Well, he's always been up the top of our board. Every Monday when I walked in the office and looked up at his magnet, it never moved far from the top. So we still rate him right up there. I wouldn't think he's going to get to us, but you never know. Stranger things are. Brady Grundy a couple of years ago. You know, you guys know how highly we all rated Brody, and that was a bit of a surprise to see him get that low. So sometimes with the big fellas, a little bit different. And still with the Giants and Gold Coast having some early picks, they can afford to be a little bit more specific with their needs, because they've had so many high picks over the last few years. So that probably is a bit of a false economy in a way, and it might push a player who probably doesn't deserve to be pick 10, pick 16 down, you know, just because of those guys having those early picks.
Now, you've been working on this draft for numerous, numerous months now. In between all that, there's been a new coach appointed. Has that changed anything?
Not a great deal. We've been lucky. The three coaches we've worked with have all had really good philosophies in relation to recruiting. They let us recruit and we don't tell them how to coach. So they've all been good to work with, and Phil's been fantastic since he's came in. He's certainly had some input. We asked him what he likes in a player, what he wants, what's really important. So we've factored in some of those things into our discussions, and fortunately got in enough time that he could have some input. So he's been across everything we've done. We've presented to him and Nobes, and then for the first time in a fair few years, we presented to all the coaches, which was good. We really enjoyed that, and I think coaches got a bit out of it. So we're going to work really closely with the coaching group as well, and we've had a transition coach. So Phil Bunn goes from recruiting into coaching for the first 3 months with the new players, and we found that really beneficial last year. So Phil will do that again. He'll transition over with the boys because he knows them well, and he'll integrate and introduce them into the coaches and our systems. And then about February, he goes back to recruiting again.
Hamish, look, great for you to spend some time and talk to us. We wish you well. We hope that some of those players you talked about sliding through do slide through and you get the players
that you're
looking for. So yeah. Thanks for joining us.
We'll get you a good one, boys. Don't worry.
Well done, Hamish. We look forward to seeing you over there. Our West End draft page will be a local. I love catching up with the guys afterwards, how confident they are. They'll get there, man.
Oh, exactly.
Strategically, they've got 35 and 43. That's what it's about. 14, 35, 43. Yeah. Not just 14.
And they'll probably end up with 59 as well, the way the cards fall. So one of the things I can tell you about Hamish, very, very thorough. He talked about the report cards, all that stuff. He has great knowledge. Yeah. And if he says he'll get a good one, that's good enough for me. I'm sure that...
Wright, Durden, Marchbank, Lever. Be one of those four.
You reckon?
Boom!